is way before my time.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, they had one of the ingredients in it was cocaine.
Well, I've heard that too.
Which is a stimulant, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the coke.
I've heard that.
And they used to sell it as a, you know, as medicinal purposes, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, as a. Before it was turned into
I knew that he was a druggist when it figured it out, all right. But
mm-hmm. That's where Emory gets all their money from.
Yeah, Candler Estate.
Yeah, you heard of him, right? Okay. What else might you drink with a Cuban sandwich? You didn't want a soft drink or milk?
Or coffee.
Or a coffee?
Well,
something you might get from a brewery.
Or you could drink beer with it. I don't it doesn't sound very good to me. But you could. Or wine either for that matter.
Yeah. Are there different types of beer that you know of? I mean, other than brand names?
Well, there are some. But I'm not really too familiar with what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Being a non-drinking man, I don't keep up with it.
Yes.
But I still read advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I can remember the name Bock beer, because that's unusual. But that's the after they run the beer for a while out of a tank. And they get down to the dregs, and they draw that out separate, and call it Bock beer.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
But I don't know what else they call beer except suds. And
Okay. Sounds like drinking the bottom of a fish tank or something, you know?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What kinds of things might you buy at a bakery?
Oh, lots of goodies. Pies and cakes and rolls and bread and,
mm-hmm.
and cookies and wedding cakes and birthday cakes.
Okay. When you say, when you tell somebody to go down and get a coffee cake for you, what to you would be a coffee cake?
That's a real good question. Now they have cinnamon buns, which would be my favorite coffee cake, but then they also have these Danish rolls, which some people call snails. And I got that out in California, and I never heard it before until I was in the Navy, and
mm-hmm.
out in California they call snails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the bakeries usually call them Danish. I mean, they've got a lot of other names for like, they got some of them called Meltaways and some, what else do they call them? Pull-aparts and things like that, but they're mostly Danish base.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they got a lot of butter rolled into the into the dough.
I always wonder why they call it Danish sweet rolls.
And use pure, a good bakery won't use anything but real pure butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or some bakers try to take shortcuts and put some margarine in, but, but a good baker won't do it.
Okay, what might you call the sweet white stuff that's spread over coffee cake or sweet roll?
Icing.
Okay. What to you would be the difference between something that you might call a frosting and something you might call a glaze?
Well, frosting, I guess, would be about the same as icing you put on a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And a glaze would be usually it's associated with fruit or something with fruit juice in it anyway, and it gives it a kind of a sheen on it when you.